Joe Laughlin didn't grow up wanting to be a cop. He says he kind of fell into it and then made it a career, rising to the ranks to become commander of the Special Reaction Team of the Portland Police and later to assistant chief of police. Now he's a consultant. Laughlin and his writing partner Kate Clark Flora have just published a book called Shots Fired: Misunderstandings, Misconceptions, and Myths About Police Shootings. Keith Shortall spoke with them recently about the project, which Laughlin says was shaped by the riots that erupted in Ferguson, Missouri after the shooting of Michael Brown.
So I started off with another book called No Reason, which is a rhetorical title, because you can't make any reason about what you see on a daily basis and also the misconceptions that people have about police. When Ferguson happened, and I was watching that evolve and the convulsed nation and the results that happened afterwards, I felt strongly. I had sections in the book about deadly force and what really happens to the police officers and the trauma that they're faced in the aftermath and all of the protracted investigations by multiple organizations. People have no information about deadly force and the reality of that. So I focused on that. And to the audience, I know this is a tough topic. It's hard, but it's important so we can create an emotional conduit between police and the public to say, hey, wait a second, these are human beings. They're people just like you and I.
But on some level, does the public want police not to be human, to somehow be able to have some sort of special training that allows them to not respond emotionally and do better than that than the rest of us?
Of course. Police are held to a higher standard than they should be, but you know, the human dynamic is there. I think we have to develop a veneer or some cynicism to negotiate the world we live in. But we're just people just like you.
Kate, I assume you talked about the fact that you knew that when this would be published, some people would look at it without even reading it and say, oh, here they come, the apologist books from the police.
Yeah, I guess that I'm still a dreamer, Keith. I still think that it's important to give a voice to this part of the conversation. And, you know, you write the book hoping that people will pick it up open-minded and have the reaction that people do when they actually read it, which is to say, I had no idea. So that if I have a law school classmate who says to me, after describing an incident where a knife-wielding, mentally disturbed person charges a police officer and gets shot, why didn't the police just shoot the knife out of his hand like they used to? I know that even what I would think of as the best informed and relatively sophisticated people don't even have a basic understanding of what's going into those incidents. And so what we were really saying is, this isn't the answer. This isn't the be-all and end-all. This is a piece of the conversation, and this book helps to inform it.
And you do that through these accounts, which are very detailed. And as you say, you know, rather sort of than lecturing at people about ballistics or the properties of particular guns and all of that, you allow the participants to describe what happened moment by moment.
I think giving people an authentic voice, actually talking to them about what it's like to be clinging to the side of a speeding car and afraid that you're at 60 miles an hour, you can't let go. Or what it's like, you know, to be in that dark stairwell and your partner's being stabbed and you can't see anything and you're trying to save his life. These are, you know, these are very immediate. They're very intense. And that's what we want people to see. We wanted people to see the reality. We wanted to give these officers a voice.
Let's get directly here into some of these misconceptions. So Kate was just mentioning people saying, hey, why didn't you just, you know, shoot the guy in the leg or shoot the gun out of his hand?
Even in a sterile environment, if we're in a range and I'm trying to shoot your hand who's moving, it's pretty impossible to do. It doesn't happen like TV, the movies in Hollywood. It doesn't happen like that.
This other idea that one shot will
that's
drop.
That's a good one, so yeah. And we illustrate that many times in the book, especially with the Boston bombers, the Sarnay brothers. One brother was shot 9 times, ran over twice, and still fighting with the police. Bullets don't knock people down. The energy of a bullet and wound ballistics is equivalent to a major league fastball pitch. So people who are on crack, heroin, or whatever, or enraged with anger, adrenaline, bullets do not stop people. People can still function for 3 or 4 minutes and kill others or harm others with multiple deadly wounds in their body, or it depends upon tissue damage. Wound ballistics is a long story, but it's not the movies. You know, people don't get blown off their feet and fall down and stop. It doesn't happen like that. On occasion it does, but not in real life.
And another common one, why didn't you just tase him?
Right. Actually, we do. This is another misconception people have. Why didn't they use less lethal? We use less lethal all day long. Every 2 minutes a taser is used in this country and in Canada. Pepper mace, beanbag rounds, batons, and that is common. That's all day long. There are 34,000 arrests every day in this country, most of which go pretty smoothly. But there are a lot of violent situations where police save people in these engagements through less lethal rounds.
But not everyone is trained in it.
Not everyone is trained in it. So not everyone carries a taser, or not everyone has access to a beanbag round. You know, but the last thing you want to do is deadly force. Any officer that I've talked to, in fact, during these interviews, I had to stop the tape all the time because they were getting emotional, they would get upset. Many of them got up and walked away because they couldn't continue. But less than 5% of police officers ever use their weapon during their entire career, self-included. You know, I've had mine out, obviously. I spent many years on the SRT team. But thank God I never had to use it, because you watch what other people go through when they go through these events. It's horrible. It has a profound, painful impact on their life, their community, their families. It's there's no good outcomes in these things.
Joe Laughlin and Kate Clark Flora are the authors of Shots Fired: The Misunderstandings, Misconceptions, and Myths About Police Shootings. You can hear more of that interview from Maine Calling at mainecalling.org.